From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
President Joko Widodo has issued presidential regulation per press number 12/2020 on the dissolution of 10 non-ministerial state institutions. The 10 institutions are the National Research Council, the Food Security Council, the Surabaya Madura Regional Development Agency, the National Sport Accreditation and Standardization Agency, and Indonesian Hajj Supervisory Commission, the National Economy and Industry Committee, Telecommunication Advisory Council, National Commission for the Elderly, Indonesian Professional Sports Agency, and the Indonesian Telecommunication Regulator. After their dissolution, the function of the 10 institution will be transferred to the relevant ministries. The transfer of the institution function will be conducted in coordination with the Ministry of State Apparatus's Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform, that will also involve the Finance Ministry, State Apparatus Agency, Finance and Development Supervisory Agency, National Archives of the Republic of Indonesia, and other relative ministries. The regulation was signed by President Joko Widodo on November 26 and came into effect upon its issuance. Indonesian Army Chief of Staff General Andika Perkasa received French Army Attaché Colonel Sven Mage at his office recently to discuss military cooperation between the two countries. Under the cooperation, the Indonesian Army will send its troops to take a joint exercise with the French Army next year. He said the joint exercise with the French Army will be useful for Indonesian Army soldiers to improve their knowledge. He also said he will support any activity aimed at improving the Indonesian Army soldier experience and outlook in the military field. Colonel Sven Mage said the joint exercise will offer good opportunities for the two country soldiers to get experience. The Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fishery won two national awards related to the field of information services, namely the Informative Public Agency from the Central Information Commission KIP and Buman Dalakanaka from the Geospatial Information Agency BIG. This was stated by Secretary General of the Ministry Antam November in a press release received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Sunday. He appreciated the innovation and teamwork built by the employees so that his ministry has won the two awards. The award is an encouragement and a reminder to be always excellent service to encourage the welfare of the marine and fisheries community. According to Antam, the ministry has been implementing the transparency of public information as much as possible in carrying out its main duties and function in serving the community. Let's move on to international news. Sydney has reported its hottest November night on record, with the official start of summer still days away. The city recorded a minimum overnight temperature of 25.4 degrees Celsius and then hit 40 degrees Celsius during the daytime on Sunday. Thousands of bushfires are already burning in New South Wales, with hotter weather predicted on Tuesday. The states of Victoria and South Australia also reported soaring heat over the weekend. OPEC and allies led by Russia had yet to find a consensus on oil output policy for 2021, after an initial round of talks on Sunday and ahead of crucial meetings on Monday and Tuesday. OPEC Plus, a grouping comprising members of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, plus Russia and others, had been due to ease production cuts from January 2021, but the second coronavirus wave has reduced demand for fuel around the world. OPEC Plus is now considering rolling over existing cuts of 7.7 million barrels per day, or around 8% of global demand, into the first months of 2021. Preliminary consultation on Sunday between the key ministers, including from OPEC's leaders Saudi Arabia and Russia, had not reached a compromise on the duration of the rollover. The talks were now focusing on extending cuts by 3 to 4 months or on a gradual increase in output. The main meeting was expected to begin at 1300 hours GMT on Monday. On Sunday, Jordan's King Abdullah met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, and both leaders set high hopes that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will revive peace talks over a two-state solution to the decades-old Arab-Israeli conflicts. In a palace statement after meeting with Abbas in the Red Sea port of Aqaba, the monarch, who in recent months said, "Israeli policies and Trump's Middle East peace plan will lead to conflict," said he fully backed Palestinian statehood. In his first conversation with an Arab leader since his election earlier this month, Biden spoke with King Abdullah last week, telling the monarch that he hopes to cooperate on supporting a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflicts. A car bombing in Afghanistan's central province of Ghazni killed at least 30 Afghan security force members on Sunday, and casualties could increase given the intensity and location of the blast. Bas Muhammad Hemat, director of the provincial's hospital in Ghazni, said 30 bodies and 24 injured people had been transported there. All of the victims are security personnel. The blast targeted a compound of the Public Protection Force, a wing of the Afghan security forces. It damaged civilians' residents around the compound, and there could be more casualties from there. Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan have confirmed that there had been a car bomb blast but did not provide further information on the target or possible casualties.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary on corporate professionalism amid COVID-19 pandemic. November 29 is commemorated every year in Indonesia as the day of the Indonesian Civil Service Corps or Korpri. Korpri is an organization that brings together all employees of the Republic of Indonesia whose members consist of the state civil apparatuses, employees of state-owned enterprises, regional-owned enterprises, and their subsidiaries. The roles and progress of CORPRI members always change over time. In the New Order era during the reign of President Suharto, CORPRI was used as a tool to protect the government in power. However, since the reform era in 1998, CORPRI has turned into a neutral organization which just does not take sides with certain political parties. This year, CORPRI is commemorating its 49th anniversary. With increasing age, it is hoped that all CORPRI members can improve their performance in their services, especially service to the public. Especially amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, employees who are members of CORPRI are required to provide maximum service to the public. This is in accordance with the theme of the 2020 CORPRI Day, namely Contribute, Serve, and Unite the Nation. In a speech delivered virtually at the peak of CORPRI's 49th anniversary on Sunday, President Joko Widodo saw the momentum of the COVID-19 pandemic as an opportunity for CORPRI, especially the state civil apparatuses, to do various things in improving themselves. One of the expected improvements included the transformation from a long and cumbersome procedure or red tape in doing things to do a more concise one by taking advantage of advance in information technology. The pandemic has indeed forced people to work from home with all difficulties and limitations. However, this should not be a barrier for government employees in providing services. On the contrary, with information technology, services can be provided more quickly, effectively, and efficiently. The Indonesian Civil Service Corps must remain professional in carrying out their duties even amid the pandemic. CORPRI members must also be neutral so that professionalism is maintained, especially before the regional head election, which will be held on December 9th. According to the law, CORPRI members must always be neutral, prohibited from participating in practical politics, and taking side with any political party or a candidate for regional head.
Listener, our segment today in History for Today starts with the event on November 30, 1966, on Independence Day of Barbados. Barbados is an island nation located on the border of the Caribbean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Uniting one cluster of islands of the Lesser Antilles, Barbados is located in the eastern part of the cluster. It is well known for its tourism industry and is known as the Little England Islands of the Caribbean. This is due to the strong British influence on this island. The island of Barbados is located about 2,500 kilometers in the southeast of Miami, United States, and 860 kilometers from Caracas, Venezuela. Barbados achieved its self-governing status in 1961 and achieved independence on November 30, 1966. By the early 1990s, tourism had become the largest sector in Barbados. Next event was in 1988 on International Computer Security Day. International Computer Security Day is a globally recognized annual event that is prepared to inform computer users about the importance of computer security. Computer Security Day began on November 30, 1988, when the Computer Machinery Association, ACM, in Washington, D.C., the United States of America, tried to bring security issues related to computer into a national security issue. Since then, Computer Security Day has grown to become a worldwide event. This annual event is held worldwide on November 30th, although some organizations choose to commemorate it on the following business day if it falls on a weekend. The last event was in 2004 on the crash of Lion Air plane. On November 30, 2004, plane MD-82 of Lion Air with code flight JT5
38 slipped while making a landing at Adi Sumarmo Airport in Solo, Central Java, and killed 26 people. The plane took off from Jakarta to Surabaya and transited in Solo, carrying 146 passengers. Based on the results of the investigation by the National Transportation Safety Committee, NTSC, the cause of the accident was that the runway was flooded, so that the plane skidded and could not be controlled and slid off the runway. This situation was also caused by pilot error who did not follow the landing procedures. And listener, that was today in history.
Awalnya ku selalu duluan memanggilmu. Sekarang diriku membisu. Canda tawa pernah menjadi bahasa kita. Namun semua telah berubah. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? Every way I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu. You know I envy you. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu, 'cause I'm in love with you. Jangan cari diriku lagi, 'cause I envy you. Dirimu buatku merasa yang terutama. Aku pun menganggap you're the love of my life. Ternyata kamu sudah bersama dia. Sudahlah aku menghilang saja. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? Straight away I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu. You know I envy you. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu, 'cause I'm in love with you. Jangan cari diriku lagi, 'cause I envy you.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment develops the maritime sector in collaboration with Denmark through the Second Bilateral Maritime Forum between the Republic of Indonesia and the Kingdom of Denmark. Expert Staff for Maritime Law at the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Okto Irianto, in a press release on Saturday, November 28, said that this forum was a follow-up and evaluation of the first bilateral forum and the signing of a cooperation agreement in the maritime sector between the two countries on September 7, 2018. He explained that amid the COVID-19 pandemic situation, there are so many challenges in the oceans that are threats to Indonesia and Denmark. Environmental problems such as pollution and marine debris, illegal activities such as smuggling of illegal drugs, weapons, and also rare animals are challenges that must be faced. On the one hand, these challenges can provide opportunities for both countries to balance the socio-economic life of the community with the preservation of ecosystems in the maritime sector through various innovations. According to Okto Irianto, the forum is two-way nature, where Indonesia and Denmark have the opportunity to discuss various topics in turn. Indonesia discussed sustainable marine development and the handling of the COVID-19, while Denmark discussed the delivery of environmentally friendly goods and environmental issues, as well as the digitization of the maritime sector. Director General of the Danish Maritime Authority, Andreas Nordsat, said that this meeting was a good opportunity for the two countries to exchange experiences that they have had, especially from the maritime sector. Meanwhile, Danish Ambassador to Indonesia, Lars Bo Larsen, emphasized that there are three important issues that can be jointly guarded by Indonesia and Denmark. Both countries can oversee and encourage the real implementation of maritime special planning, which includes capacity building and certification related to these issues, green shipping, which can help improve joint maritime sector management, and marine debris management to develop related regulations regarding waste management. And listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين غوانجوان بيندو فييان دا تشوانبو ودا كوجو باوهوني 你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jangan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, ngobeng is a tradition of serving food in traditional activities in Palembang, South Sumatra, such as weddings, circumcisions, Thanksgiving, and celebrations of religious days. This tradition is predicted to have been carried out for the first time in the era of the Palembang Darussalam Sultanate and is an Islamic tradition that has been assimilated with local culture, namely eating together by using hands directly while sitting cross-legged according to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. Technically, ngobeng is conducted by passing the dish to a dining area which is covered with a tablecloth. This way aims to make food arrive immediately and relieve the burden for those who bring it. There is someone in charge of bringing a basin or kettle filled with water for guests to wash their hands, because the guests eat without using a spoon. One dish in ngobeng is intended for 8 people, so that the audience can still reach the dishes that have been served by the event organizer. Serving food in ngobeng is in the form of iwak or side dish, ulur or vegetables, chili sauce and fruits, as well as white rice or oil rice, served in a pan and placed in the middle of the dish. The ngobeng tradition is rarely practiced by the people of Palembang, especially young people. So they are not very familiar with this tradition because the presentation of food at various events in Palembang has been replaced by the buffet method. And listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring ngobeng tradition in South Sumatra. Thank you for listening.
Membiarkan hatimu jatuh di pelukanku, memaksa nuraniku untuk jatuh cinta. Sudah cukup waktuku mengenalmu, aku ingin membawamu lebih jauh. Membiarkan asmara bicara sejujurnya, melabuhkan rindu di antara kita. Warnai
sejujurnya melabuhkan rindu di antara kita.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Anda berasal dari mana? In English, where do you come from? Listen to this conversation about Anda berasal dari mana? In English, where do you come from? Kevin asked Pak Hasan and his wife, or Rama's parents, about their origin. Rama's father is Betawinese and his mother is Sundanese.
Bapak asli orang Sunda ya?
Bukan, saya bukan orang Sunda.
Asli orang mana, Pak?
Saya asli orang Jawa.
Kalau Ibu Rama asli mana, Pak?
Ibu Rama asli orang Betawi.
Oh, begitu.
I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Asli, which means origin. Orang, which means people. Mana, which means where. Asli mana, which means where do you come from. Orang mana, which means where do you from. Asli orang mana, which means Originally, where do you come from? Bukan, which means not. If you want to ask someone's origin, you can use a question asli orang mana, which means originally where are you from? In the dialogue, Kevin asked the origin of Pak Hasan by using a sentence asli orang mana Pak, which means originally where are you from Pak? You always can change the question with the expression asli orang mana becomes asli dari mana, which means originally where are you from? For example, kalau Ibu Rama asli mana, Pak? Which means, where is Rama's mother from, Pak? In addition, you also can use the question, Bapak orang Sunda ya? Which means, are you Sundanese? The question, asli mana, which means originally, where are you from? Is used to ask not only about ethnic of someone, but also ask about place of origin. Place of origin can also mean hometown, place of childhood, and residence. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Bapak asli orang Sunda ya?
Bukan. Saya bukan orang Sunda.
Asli orang mana, Pak?
Saya asli orang Jawa.
Kalau Ibu Rama, asli mana, Pak?
Ibu Rama, asli orang Betawi.
Oh, begitu.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Aku bisa terima.
meski harus terluka karena ku terlalu mengenal hatimu. Aku telah merasa dari awal pertama kau takkan bisa lama berpaling darinya.
Benar, cintamu hanyalah sekedar untuk sementara. Akhirnya kita harus memilih satu yang pasti. Mana mungkin terus jalani cinta begini. Karena cinta tak akan ingkari, takkan terbagi. Kembalilah pada dirinya, biar ku yang mengalah. Aku terima.
Tak setia mengkhianati dia, menduakan cinta.
Ternyata hatiku benar, cintamu hanyalah sekedar sementara. Akhirnya kita harus
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan, sung by Toto Salmon. The lyrics of the song Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan tell about a man who admires a woman and hopes to possess her love. The song, composed by Mukhtar Embut, is written with beautiful words like poetry. The song has been sung by several Indonesian singers in pop genre. Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan has soft rhythm and beautiful lyrics make this song enjoyable to listen up to this time. In today's edition of Music Corner, we present the song Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan in pop music combined with keroncong music sung by Toto Salmon. Well, listener, let's listen to Toto Salmon with keroncong song entitled Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sendiri sepi, heningnya malam ini. Tentemu di sini, hatiku sunyi. Berharap engkau kembali. Oh, mengisi hari bersama lagi segala perbedaan itu. kamu jauh dariku, biarlah sang waktu menjaga cintamu. Nyalakanlah api cinta, membakar ragu yang ada. Ku kan selalu setia hingga saat tiba. Berpisah denganmu telah membuatku semakin mengerti betapa indah saat bersama yang masih selalu ku kenal. Selamat jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Aku kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya. Cukup sekali kau lukai hati ini, tak ingin terulang kembali. Kau tinggalkan ku sendiri. Selamat jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Aku kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya. Aku cinta padamu, aku masih menyayangimu, walau hanya di hati saja. Untuk selama-lamanya. Aku kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.